One song nominated for an Oscar this year is Fight For You from the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. It's a film about Illinois Black Panther leader Fred Hampton, who was assassinated in 1969. The song is reminiscent of the era. Fatal for my brothers, fatal 'cause they judge us. It's sung by the artist known as Her, and the Oscar nomination comes on the heels of a Grammy that Her won for a song called I Can't Breathe. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
Fred Hampton rallied different multiracial groups to fight poverty and police brutality.
The Black Panthers, the Young Lords, and the Young Patriots are forming a rainbow coalition.
Judas and the Black Messiah also tells the story of the FBI informant whose information led to Hampton's killing. Before writing the song, Her saw an early version of the movie with her two co-writers, Dee Mile and Tiara Thomas.
We all watched it together in the studio and kind of like left with like a, you know, wow, I didn't even know this. I didn't even know. How come I didn't know that?
What she did know was the music from the era.
I'm a soul baby. That's like my favorite time in music.
Drawing inspiration from artists like Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield, the song they came up with feels like a bridge to the late 1960s. The music is hopeful, but the lyrics are about the trauma of oppression.
All the smoke in the air, all the pain that we bear, feel the hate when they stare. Oh, you better beware. Their guns don't play fair. All we got is a prayer. It was all in their
plans. Wash the blood from your hands. What do you mean by it was all in their plans?
Well, you saw the federal agents and how they were turning a lot of the Black communities against each other, and they were printing these false quotes and how they were spreading them into other communities to try to divide us.
Somebody dumped a whole bunch of these pamphlets on our front yard the other day, and I just thought they might be of interest to you.
Everything was on purpose because they were trying to stop change from happening, and that's still happening today.
And what's happening today is inspiring Her's music. In response to police brutality and the taking of Black lives, she co-wrote I Can't Breathe. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone? I Can't Breathe was also co-written with Dee Mile and Tiara Thomas, two artists Her relies on for both creative and emotional support.
Me and Tiara, we have conversations all the time about our own pain and things that we go through. We have that comfort and that safe zone, you know, in the studio together. So, and Dee Mile's the same thing. I don't even have to say much to him. He just gets it.
Her was born Gabby Wilson and raised near San Francisco. Her mother is a nurse and her father worked construction. He was also in a band that played gigs throughout her childhood.
When I came out the womb, there were instruments in the living room and the band was there every weekend. And most days, my dad and I were in the kitchen. He was cooking breakfast and I would be watching Prince concert DVDs and, you know, Chaka Khan and Mary J. Blige and Eric Clapton and Alicia Keys. Ooh.
When Gabby Wilson was 10 years old, she performed an Alicia Keys song on NBC's The Today Show. Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Her plays multiple instruments and was nominated for multiple NAACP Image Awards. Before she started working on the song for Judas and the Black Messiah, she had a conversation with director Chaka King. His only rule was no gospel.
I feel like a lot of times when you make movies that take place during this time period, there's this instinct to add this sort of gospel choir-like music, and I completely wanted to avoid that musical trope.
What did she think of that request, just no gospel?
She laughed. She knew exactly what I was talking about.
Freedom. Kerr understands that the subject matter of Judas and the Black Messiah is too important for cliches.
My responsibility as an artist is really to say the things that sit in the back of people's minds, and because they sit in mine.
Kerr says she's excited about being nominated for an Oscar and honored to be part of telling Fred Hampton's story. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.